Hello. I bought some books today. It was booing Edward Monckton books that made me want to buy more books. And I bought two Edward Monckton books. But I also bought some John Hegley books because I have always liked John Hegley. I went to see him a few times, but once in Reading when he was doing a tour about glasses. And in the interval, he asked the audience, I think he does this quite often, to write a rhyming couplet about glasses. And he awarded prizes to the best three. And before I read the book that I bought today, I'll share with you the three rhyming couplets that won, because I've never forgot them. The first one was, "When we make love, we don't have sex. We just kiss and cuddle and clink our specs," which I liked. The second one was, "There's a space on my face when my glasses are in my case." And the third was, "When I take off my glasses, they leave a mark on my nose. I'd best keep them on, I suppose." And I think that one won. But anyway, in this book that I bought, which is called My Dog is a Carrot, he's got two poems, one about his granddad's glasses and one about his grandma's glasses. And I thought I would read them both. They're not very long. So here is his poem called Granddad's Glasses. "We never used to ask questions about his glasses. He needed them to see the telly and that was that. But then one day, he couldn't see the telly anymore. So he didn't need his glasses. And there was no point in burying them with him because A, his eyes were shut. And B, none of us believed in telly after death. We had a family get-together about it. And after the big argument, we came up with two possibilities. A, find someone with glasses like Grandad's and give them the glasses. And B, find someone with glasses like Grandad's and sell them the glasses." And the second one is called Grandma's Glasses. Grandma's Glasses. "My grandmother used to say, before you moan about the muck on someone else's glasses, make sure you're not on about..." Oh. Bugger. I'm going to start that again. Grandma's Glasses. "My grandmother used to say, before you moan about the muck on someone else's glasses, make sure you're not on about the muck on your own." Her glasses were filthy. There you go. Because I bossed that one up, I'm going to read you one more. It's called Wipe, Wipe, Wipe Your Glasses. "I've seen people with mud on their glasses. I've seen people with blood on their glasses. Once I saw a lad who had the leg of a daddy long legs on his glasses. He thought they were cracked, but they weren't." Good night.